Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Peter Leeds, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Boy, do I feel terrible. All my life, I'm trying for to be a decent, clean living man, but it leads an honest life. Now I head for to go and get myself in trouble with the police. Now I'm feeling like I'm a real criminal. There I got my first ticket for parking. Park 11 minutes in a 10-minute zone. Funny thing I happened for to get that parking ticket, too. You see, I seen another policeman across the street, and I stopped my car right over to him. I just remembered what I forgot for to buy two tickets for the policeman's ball this year. When I get back to my car, I found the ticket for parking. May I hope that my nephew Dimitris never finds out about this. All his friends, where he goes to high school, would never speak to him. And when you're 32 years old and nobody talks to you, that hurts.
Hello, Parky. Parky, wake up. I said hello.
Oh, hello, Opie.
Opie? Look, I'm Joan, remember?
Oh, yes. Please forgive me, Joan. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so mixed up. Joan, I'm being trouble with the police. I got a ticket for parking.
A ticket for parking?
Yes, and it was all my fault, too. I was parked 11 minutes in a 10-minute zone.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Parky, I thought it was something serious. You're not going to let a little thing like a parking ticket upset you, are you?
I know, Joan, but this would be the first ticket that I never got in my whole life. You know, I never been in no police station. The only time that I was ever in court was 21 years ago, the day when I took an oath that I would become a good American citizen. And now this is just what happened to me. Oh, my, I hope they don't tell President Truman about this. He's got enough trouble already. And what is with the Boy Scouts think of me? Don't forget, I'm an assistant scoutmaster, 14 merit badges. Just got another one for stuffing birds.
Oh, let me have your parking ticket and forget about it. Sergeant Blake comes in here 3 times a day for coffee. I'll give him the ticket and he'll fix it up.
Fix it up? Oh, no, John. I was guilty and I got for to take my medicine. No, that policeman who put that ticket on my car was very fair about it. He proved to me what I was 1 minute overtime. Showed me right on his stopwatch. Yes, John, they caught me with a good square and fair.
Okay, Parky. In that case, you just go over to the police station and pay your fine.
Yes.
Oh, that man at the desk wants to pay his check. I'll get it. And, Parky, please stop worrying.
Yeah, sure. Easy for her to say to stop worrying. I only wish that I could.
Hi, Parky.
Hello, Opie.
Well, what's the matter with you? You talk like you lost your last friend.
Opie, today I got a ticket for parking.
You did?
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations for what?
For being able to find a parking space. Yeah.
Look, Opie, stop the jokes. You know, this may be funny to you, but it's very humorous to me, you know.
Well, look, Parker, you ain't going to worry your little pasty face about a small thing like a parking ticket, are you? Just forget about it. Let me have it, and I'll give it to the cop on the corner. He'll fix it up.
No, I know the cop in the corner, too, Opie. I could give him the ticket myself, but I don't want nobody for to fix no tickets for me. I got it, I deserve it, and I got to take the consequences, and that's all there is to it. I've been driving for 19 years, and today I had to go and get my first ticket.
19 years?
Yes.
That's nothing. I've been around here for 37 years, and I never got a ticket.
Never got a ticket in 37 years? Say, that's a wonderful record.
What's so wonderful about it? I ain't got a car.
Well, I guess what maybe that's the reason why you never got a ticket. It's very hard to get a ticket if you ain't got a car.
You know, Park, I wouldn't own a car in this town with all them crazy drivers they got here.
Oh, you're right, Toppy. They sure do got some crazy drivers here in Los Angeles, don't they?
I'll say they're crazy.
Yeah.
If they miss you at the traffic light, they chase you right up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, right, Hoppy. Even on the sidewalk, you don't be safe.
Safe? Yeah. The only safe place to be in this town is up on the second floor. Under the bed.
Yes. Well, one thing about me, Hoppy, that is, you know, I'm be a very careful driver, you know. Yeah, no, nobody drives so careful as I do. See, I always drive with my brakes on.
Oh.
Oh, my. You don't know how bad what I feel up in when I got that ticket, honest.
Well, Parker, there's nothing to worry about. The fine for parking is only $2.
Oh, I don't mind it $2, up here. What bothers me is whether I'm going to have a police record now, and that could spoil everything, you know.
What do you mean, spoil everything?
Well, up here, maybe someday I'd like for to run for Congress or something, you know. How's with that look if my opponent, he goes down to the police station there, he digs up my record, shows the people that once I got a ticket for parking 11 minutes in a 10-minute zone.
Well, you're right about that, Parker. Yeah. With a record like that, you could never become a congressman.
That's what they say.
The best you can hope to be now is a senator.
Yes. My, Opie, last night when I'm going to bed, I never dreamed what when I would wake up today that the police would be looking for me. Well, might as well to face the music. Might as well to take what is coming to me. And no matter what they will ever say about Farty Cockers, they never will say what I am a coward. Well, going over to that police station right now for to get this thing over with. Oh, my.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star, little Patty Bolton, sings For Sentimental Reasons.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you'll only mend for me. Please give your loving heart to me. We'll never part. I think of you every morning, and I dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're in sight.
Like to be a little test tube. Just think how much fun you could have. You could sit in a laboratory all day and do nothing but smoke cigarettes. Now, maybe that sounds crazy, but listen. When you're told about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation, aren't you, as a smoker, being compared to a test tube? Well, the folks who make Old Gold cigarettes like to think of you as a person after a bit of pleasure. We're tobacco men, not medicine men. And all we say to you is try, just try an Old Gold and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobacco money can buy. Mellow, delicious, and fragrant tobaccos, blended by men with 200 years in quality tobaccos behind them. By golly, every modern technique known to tobacco science is concentrated on just one thing in an Old Gold: to give you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in smoking pleasure and enjoyment. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else. Ah, but listen, We're talking about pleasure now. And that's why we've been telling you all along, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat, instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
Yes, well, I better leave my car here and walk the rest of the way to the police station. It's going to be very far from here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parkyakakis. Oh. You remember me, don't you?
Yes, I know, Amber. You're Joe's friend.
That's right. Yes. Have you seen Joe lately?
Seen Joe lately?
Yeah.
And I never seen Joe at all. Besides that, I've never been able for to finger out who is Joe.
Oh, you know Joe.
Yes.
Did you ever hear of the May Company?
The May Company?
Yeah.
Is that who Joe is?
Well, no, but Joe used to work for the May Company.
So what? Thousands of people has worked for the May Company.
Well, that's why he left. He don't like crowds.
Where does Joe work now?
Oh, he don't work for nobody now. Oh. He's in business with Frank.
Yeah. Frank?
Yeah, Charlie's brother-in-law.
Which Charlie?
The one that divorced Edith.
Look, Mr. Parsnew, but I don't got enough time for to talk with you now. You sure? I got fun to go in the police station. Yeah, got a ticket for parking.
A parking ticket?
Yeah.
Well, then Joe's just the guy you want to see. He can fix it in a minute.
No. I don't want for to fix this ticket. Really, I don't. Thank you. Yeah, I don't believe in that for to have tickets fixed, you see.
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah.
But Joe's fixed hundreds of them tickets. It's no trouble to him. All he does is send it over to George.
Yes. George. Who is George?
The one that owns the garage.
The garage?
Yeah.
What garage?
Oh, he sold it.
Sold it, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know the fella's name he sold it to, but I can find out and call you. Where will you be later?
Look, I don't care who he sold the garage to. I don't care. Let us to forget the whole thing, huh?
Well, hell, that's up to you.
Yes.
I'll see you later. Goodbye, Mr. Parking Car.
Yes, goodbye. You think I had enough trouble just getting the parking ticket? Got to bump into the fella, drives me crazy with that Joe. Joe? Who is Joe? I wonder if he means Sebastian Entwistle. No, I don't think we'd ever called him Joe. Joe. Oh, he's a police station. Joe, who is Joe?
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parkyakakis, am I correct?
Yes. Yes, hello, Mr. Parkyakakis. Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Well, what are you doing down in this neighborhood?
This neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
I got to go in the police station. I got a ticket today for parking.
You did, eh? Well, let me have it. I'll get it fixed for you.
No, Mr. Sharp, thank you, everybody. It's the same, but I don't want to get it fixed.
No?
I got the ticket, and I'm going in that police station and pay the fine right now.
Ah, now, wait a minute. Don't be a chump. Nobody never pays no fines for parking tickets. You realize that, don't you?
Well, even if I do realize that, I don't care. Everybody is wants what to fix it for me. Joan is wants the Sergeant Blake for to fix it. Opie is wants to give it to the cop in the corner, and I just met a guy here telling me Joe will fix it. I don't want nobody to fix it, not even Joe.
And what is wrong with Joe? All that Joe has got to do is call up Fred.
Fred?
Yeah, Fred. Yes. Fred gets in touch with Mike. Mike calls up Jim. You can forget about the whole thing.
No, Mr. Sharp. So far as I'm concerned, you could forget about the whole thing right now. I don't want nobody for to fix this ticket. I'm going for to walk in that police station right now, I told you, and pay my fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You're really going in that police station, eh?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Where you buying your aliases from?
Aliases?
Yeah.
What is that aliases?
What? Do you mean to say that you don't know what an alias is?
No, I don't.
Well, aliases are phony names, or, as the French call it, yes, named plums.
Named plums?
Uh-huh.
Why do I got to name the plums?
Because nobody ever gives their right names in a police station.
They don't.
No. If you walked into a police station and you gave your right name...
Yes. Why, they'd fine you for contempt of court.
You don't want no amateurs around there.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't want for to have no funny names.
Well, okay. Look, forget about the names.
Yes.
There is one thing that you gotta have when they start asking you questions.
There's one thing that I gotta have?
Yes.
What is that?
Have to have some good Al's bye-byes.
Al's bye-byes? What in the world is Al's bye-byes?
You don't know?
No.
Those are lies that you tell to prove that they arrested the wrong man.
No, but they arrested the right man.
Don't make no difference.
Well,
everybody who's arrested is going to have a good Al's bye-bye.
Well, Mr. Sharp, I guess what you know more about getting arrested than I do, yes. How much does that cost, Nell's bye-bye?
Well, for $15...
Yes?
I can furnish you with my number one assortment, consisting of 5 explanations, 3 witnesses, and a signed certificate that you are not mentally responsible.
Not mentally responsible?
Uh-huh. If you want to spend $2 more, I'll get you a lawyer.
Oh, look, for $2 more, get me a lawyer. I don't want no $2 lawyer.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This guy ain't no $2 lawyer. Only gets $2 because he's a friend of mine.
Better.
Everybody else is going to pay him $3.
Mr. Sharp, up to now, I was trying for to be nice to you, but I guess what you do not understand simpleton English. You know, I will try for to make it a little bit more plain to you. Look, I am a man. My name is Deparky Kakis. I am got a ticket for parking my car, and I don't want nobody for to fix it. See? I am guilty. I am going in there now for to pay that fine. The end. You understand that now?
Okay, brother. Yes. I was just trying to help you out. But you just spoke your little piece, didn't you? Guess we understand each other.
You okay, sure do, yes. Go right ahead, brother. Go right ahead.
Walk right into that police station and see what happens to you.
Yes.
If I ever want to get in touch with you, I'll write to you in care of Sam.
That's it with a... Write to me in care of Sam. Yeah. Sam who?
Sam Quentin.
Sam Quentin?
Yeah, goodbye, Mr. Pakyakakis.
Goodbye, Mr. Scott.
Instead of a treatment, Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing The Best Man.
Thank you. These days, you're going to see somebody light up a thermometer as if it's a cigarette. Because with so much talk going on about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation, why, a fellow just can't help getting confused. Well, listen, there are no thermometers in a pack of Old Gold. Just 20 smooth, delicious, and fragrant cigarettes. That's all you'll find. When you light a cigarette, you're after a bit of pleasure. And folks, we promise you a downright miracle of taste and flavor in every Old Gold cigarette. We promise you the marvelous pleasure of rich, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously on your tongue. Try, just try an Old Gold. Then you'll know what we mean when we say, if you want a treat, instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Why, this police station would be a pretty big building here. Wonder where I'm supposed to go with the ticket. Oh, there's the information window. I'll ask that policeman while he's standing behind the window. Pardon you, officer. Does this be the information window?
Are you able to read, mister?
Yes, I could read.
Well, what's that sign up there say?
Go ahead, read it.
Information?
Read it again. Go ahead, what does it say?
Information.
What do you mean? Now... step over to that end and read it from over there.
Over here?
Yeah, right there. What's the sign say now?
Information.
Now, come over to this side and read it.
You mean over there?
Yes, over here.
Yeah.
Now, what does the sign say from here?
Information.
Isn't that strange? No matter how you read the sign, it still says information,
doesn't it? Yes, it does.
Then I guess this must be the information window.
Yes, what it is.
With all the signs here, why do all you jerks have to come up here and ask me if this is the information window?
See, I got a ticket for parking.
Room 118.
Yes, and but this...
Room 118. Room 118.
Yes, I got to go to room 118. Oh, there it is, right across the hall there. Room 118, traffic violation. How you do, Sergeant? Does this be the office what had handled the traffic violations?
What does that sign say?
Traffic violations?
Come over to this side. What does it say?
I know it says traffic violations from that what side you read it. Yes.
What's your name?
Parkyakaki.
Park your carcass?
Yes.
What are you, a wise guy?
No, that's not being a wise guy. That's been my name, Park your carcass. I own a restaurant here.
What do I care what you own? What are you trying to do? Show me what a big shot you are?
No. I don't be no big shot.
Well, don't come around here trying to impress me. You know better than anybody else. Understand that, mister?
Yes, I understand it.
Well, don't forget it.
Yes.
You got a ticket and you got to pay the fine just the same as everybody else does.
Yes, you're right. I like what to pay the fine. That makes me be very happy, you see.
Well, it makes you happy.
Yes, it does, yes.
You think it's a big joke, don't you?
Joke? No, I don't think what is in a joke.
Look, mister, the traffic laws of this city are made to protect our citizens, the men and women and children.
Yeah, I know that, yes.
And people like you who think that they're better than anybody else think they can go around and break all the traffic laws. If I had my way, people like you wouldn't be allowed to drive a car.
I wouldn't?
No. You have no regard for other people's rights. You think that a pedestrian is just so much dirt. Do you want to kill everybody in this town?
Kill everybody in the town? No, I don't want for to kill nobody. You must get me mixed up with somebody else. See, I only got a ticket for parking 11 minutes to that 10-minute zone. Nobody should get killed from that. Even that is going to be too serious. I only parked 1 minute overtime.
Only 1 minute over,
yes,
sir.
Only 1 minute.
Well, look, mister, there's over 3 million cars registered in this state.
Yes.
Now, what would happen if everybody who owned a car parked just 1 minute overtime? That would be 3 million minutes, 52,000 hours, 2,100 days. That's 6 years. Just who do you think you are to park 6 years in one spot?
Six years. I don't go there 6 years.
Look, mister, I resent you coming in here and telling us that our policemen are liars.
Oh, for hell. Who said what your policeman was liars? The police was right. Good, honest men. I was parked overtime. I'm guilty, and I'd like to pay the fine.
You're a pretty fresh punk.
I'm a fresh punk?
Yeah, I don't like your attitude, see? And another thing, don't think you're going to get this ticket fixed, either.
No, no, Sergeant, I don't want to get that ticket fixed. Really, I told you what I'm guilty. All I want to do is pay the fine. Please tell me how much it is. See, I've been here now a half hour. I got so many things for to do, you know. Could you please tell me how much is the fine so I could pay it? Please. If you have done mine. Could you please? Thank you very much.
Look, brother, don't get tough with me. Let me see the ticket.
There's the ticket right there.
Now, this is your first offense.
Yeah, huh? Sure. First ticket I ever got in 19 years.
Okay, this time I'm going to let you off with a warning instead of a fine. There's no charge for the first offense. But I didn't make the rule.
Oh.
I wish they'd let me handle guys like you.
Yes, sure. Is that all there is to it? Could I go home now?
Yeah, go on, get out of here. But let me tell you one thing, man.
Yes.
If you ever bring in another ticket, you'll get all that's coming to you, understand?
Yes.
We don't like wise guys like you around here.
Don't worry, Sergeant. I'm never going to get another ticket. I sure did learn my lesson today. Oh, boy, I never want for to go through another day like this. No, sir. Well, thank you very much and goodbye.
What'd you call me?
You call me nothing. I just said goodbye. Oh, my, look at the time that officer kept me in there so long. Good, as he was being a tough guy. Oh, boy, I don't like to run into him again. Hey, what is that? Look at my car across the street. Oh, for heaven's sake. That officer kept me in that police station so long, I just got another ticket for parking.
Very soon, you'll be receiving those familiar little stamps in your mailbox. Yes, I'm talking about Christmas seals. They mean so much in our nation's fight against tuberculosis, so let's really help this wonderful cause. Let's buy and use Christmas seals and plenty of them. Yes, decorating your cards and packages with Christmas seals is one of the best ways of spending Christmas cheer I know. Good night.
Meet Me at Parkies, written by Hal Simberg and Parkie Parkies. Parkie Gilmore saying good night for all goals.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.